it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Ken, I want your comments on the message board. Give me one word that would describe Tennessee's spring portal class to this point, which has been nil. And for a team that has been so active in the transfer portal, that's a little bit surprising. I remind you that Josh Heupel has shown us it is not really his place to take guys in the spring portal because it's so tough to be able to contribute. Don't forget, this person has to, if you brought in a running back, you have to pass protect for Nico Iamaleava.
Cooper Mays here. Hit like and subscribe.
Thank you. No running back. Is that a concern for you, Caleb?
It's a concern because I don't think Cam Seldon can shoulder the load, and I don't think Deshaun Bishop can. But Peyton Lewis is arriving. And I still believe in Peyton Lewis, and I still believe in Khalifa Keith as a pass blocker. And here's the thing. For me, a running back in this system, as long as
when you say arriving, I want to be clear. By arriving, you mean getting healthy, because he's on campus and he underwent shoulder surgery. So.
Yes. Yeah. I'm talking about being healthy. Khalifa right. Keith, yes. My thing with running backs is as long as you can pick up pass, bro, I'm good. And here's why. Jalen Wright was rare. In Josh Heupel's system, I don't think you need rare weapons at running back. I think the interior blocking is more important. And Cooper Mays and Javonte Spraggins back will, combined with the threat of the Nico passing game, will make any running back good in this system.
I tend to agree with that. Second, I think that's why you saw Jalen Wright slip so far.
Cooper Mays here.
Yep.
Second down.
Nobody in the spring portal? Is that okay? Should that be okay with Tennessee fans? Are you okay with zero? And then I'm going to go to the message board for some of your comments on the spring portal to this point.
You know, and it's funny because we were talking about this earlier before the show, and then I kind of started to think about it. They put all their efforts into keeping their guys from December. Tennessee did more than most to retain their returning talent in December. So I don't think it's as big of a deal this time around because I think that their whole focus, they believe in the guys that they have that played last year. That's the real story of this. And so I kind of think that in that sense, normally I would say it's a concern, but I don't think it is actually. And I bet you disagree. Do you? I'm guessing you do.
over Dave. Running back or nobody altogether?
Nobody altogether.
No, I think there has to be a really goofy, obvious one to take this shortly before the season. As a rule, I wouldn't take anybody. I didn't say that at the beginning of the show because I didn't want to give away the suspense, but I think the spring portal is stupid.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control. Our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Tennessee Center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
I mean, I think it's really stupid. A guy could come in and completely screw up your whole chemistry. So let me ask you that for third down. How much of chemistry do you think is a factor when Josh Heupel, and is it more so than other coaches, when he factors character into transfers or high school prospects he will take? Does that hurt him in some regards?
Oh, I think it helps him. I think the chemistry part is huge. And I think Heupel got out ahead of this, by the way. I said this, guys, go back and look at my old blog. I said this in 2021 when I realized a bunch of players were coming back, Hooker and Tillman, and I looked at Tennessee's schedule and I looked at the Orgeron at LSU and Florida being under first-year coaches, and I said, everything's in place for Tennessee to have a breakout 2022 season. And I said, the reason it's all in place is because of the schedule lining up right, but also because Tennessee had so much experience returning, and the experience was going to outweigh the talent disadvantages at other schools. And you saw that. By the way, when they had that Pittsburgh game 2 years ago, remember that one, Dave? They don't win that if they don't have the experience and the chemistry with each other.
Do me a favor if you can. Can you pull up the SEC and their transfers? Are there significant transfers happening elsewhere in the SEC? Because I'll go ahead and tell you, fourth down is going to be should it even matter. It's brought to you by Dynasty Pools and Spas. You know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. That just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. Also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com.
All SEC center Cooper Mays here, fourth down.
Does the spring transfer portal even matter? What are the other SEC schools doing in the spring portal? I don't hear about any big time news. The only news I hear are from like the Iowa States of the world and those type of schools that are getting other players. So I'll just ask you, does the spring portal even matter, Caleb?
No, I don't think. Well, it doesn't matter for the next year. I think spring portal guys are guys you pick up maybe that you hope will work out a couple of years down the road. It's almost like your recruiting class. I think your December portal is like, that's guys you want to have an impact the next year. Your spring portal is guys that you hope work out a couple of years down the road. And or you just take a chance of maybe they will work out. And so for instance, Jaden Rashada to Georgia. That's a splash pickup for Georgia that's going to work out down the road. But most of the time, I don't believe in the spring portal. Most notably, Hendon Hooker was a December portal guy, and Joe Milton was a spring portal guy. Now, who do you think worked out?
No, fair. I guess Rashada would be the one shining example out there, but I don't see a lot of other SEC schools getting better. And I think he's almost the perfect fit type of guy. Like, you could see a team needing a quarterback and taking one either because of an injury in spring practice or whatever reason. I could see that. But again, you're just risking a lot with your team chemistry there. And I think that's a real concern. I remind you, the show is represented by Banks & Jones, Tennessee's trial attorneys. Play to win, banksandjones.com. Why Banks & Jones? Other lawyers say they'll go to trial. They won't. They'll settle and settle for less. Banks & Jones, ready to go to trial for you. banksandjones.com. Why settle? banksandjones.com.